is this thing working? Well, if it ain't, I guess nobody will ever hear this anyway. Some fella left this recorder here at the bar. Said I could keep it. Probably don't work worth a damn. Just like most of the people who come through that front door. I've had a little to drink tonight. Maybe a little more than a little. So if you're going to listen, you're going to have to listen close. Name's Rafael Montoya. Most folks just call me Rafe, invisible bartender here at El Patio. Funny thing about tending bar. People think bartenders don't hear nothing. Truth is, we hear everything. They come in here after work, cowboys, politicians, deputies, travelers, liars, and every one of them starts talking after about the second drink. They tell me what they know, what they think they know, and what they hope nobody else ever finds out. It's amazing. Most of them don't even know who's standing right in front of them. You know what's really funny? All these stories floating around town about me, most of them ain't true. Hell, I started half of them myself. Keeps people busy. Makes them think they're clever. Here's another thing they keep getting wrong. The dates. Lord, they can't keep the dates straight if their lives depended on it. I've seen folks writing that I showed up here sometime in the early 1940s. That's nonsense. I was walking these streets back in the 1920s, long before some of these experts were even born. Now, I didn't start working behind this bar until the 40s. That's probably where they got confused. I'd left town for a spell, needed a change, came back. Folks started thinking I just arrived. That's the problem with history. People remember pieces. Then they glue the wrong pieces together. Makes a nice story. Usually ain't the right one. I've watched people come through this town for years. Some stay, some disappear. Some probably should have disappeared sooner. You know who I liked? Sheriff Ortega. Good man, honest. Worked harder than anybody gave him credit for. Problem was, he started asking questions nobody wanted answered. Folks think he was chasing cattle rustlers. He was. But that wasn't all. He kept wandering out into that desert, coming back quieter every time. Started carrying notebooks everywhere. Didn't laugh anymore when somebody mentioned strange lights or odd tracks. He'd just nod, write something down, then head back out. People say he got captured, kidnapped, killed. Maybe, maybe not. Me? I got another theory. Maybe he just got tired. You ever try keeping this town under control? Good luck. Everybody's got secrets. Everybody thinks they're smarter than everybody else. I heard Ortega was originally from Tulsa. Don't know if that's true. But I'll bet you a plug nickel. One day he just looked around, said, "I've had enough of this crazy place," and went home. Wouldn't blame him one bit. Now don't go quoting me on that. It's just one bartender's opinion. And bartender opinions ain't worth much, unless they're right. People think because I don't write things down, I don't remember. That's a mistake. I've got a memory that'll shame any notebook. I remember who sat where, who whispered to who lied, who cried, who came in scared, who walked out confident, and who never walked out at all. Town leaders, businessmen, lawmen, preachers, they all came through this place. Some of them wore respectable clothes. Some of them weren't respectable at all. You'd be surprised what a man says after midnight with a whiskey in his hand. One day, maybe I'll tell everything. Maybe. Or maybe not. There was one fellow, still gives me chills. Captain Voss. Now there was a man, didn't smile much, didn't drink much, didn't waste words. One night, he leaned across this very bar, looked me square in the eye, and told me, "Keep your mouth shut." Didn't raise his voice, didn't threaten me, didn't have to. Some people don't need to shout for you to know they're serious. I had the feeling if I ignored that advice, something bad would have happened. That's all I'll say about Voss. Even now, I don't much like talking about him. If somebody finds this recording years from now, here's one thing you can take to the bank. I'm probably the only fella in this town who knows more truth than he's ever told. Not because I'm smarter, because I listened for years and years and years. People told me everything. They just didn't realize they were telling me. Someday, maybe I'll blab. Maybe I'll tell every last secret, even if it gets me killed. Or maybe I'll have another drink instead. So long, sucker.